Blog Talk Radio.
I love that groove. Good evening and welcome. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast, and you tune into the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, the home of also a great show. In fact, two great shows, one called Let's Talk About It, and another one, it's a late night show, you guys. You got to check it out. It's the newest addition to the family. Late night. Cotton Campbell is handling that whole thing. But let's get back to the whole thing at hand before I get off script. Today is December the 17th, 2022. And you know what? Christmas is right around the corner. It is the Christmas season. People are out there and they're shopping, they're buying, they're doing all kinds of things. This is the time of year to be happy. This is the time of year we're supposed to be joyful and loving and caring, because allegedly, December the 25th is the birth of Jesus Christ. Allegedly. Now, don't get me wrong. We should celebrate the Lord and Savior. There's no proof that he was born on the 25th, and that's not what I'm going to talk about. What I want to talk about is about a lot of things that happen this time of year and how come it only happens this time of year. We're going to get into those topics. A lot of people say that, people commit suicide, okay? We just heard a story about an individual who recently did so and left his family. Didn't seem like he had any problems. Just celebrated a wedding anniversary. And at a young age, he takes his life. And according to media, they say that he left a note. We're going to talk about that. But I found something interesting when I did some research about, you know, holiday depression. And it's not always the way people think. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to get a few funny things, okay, because we are a variety show. We do talk about some serious stuff, but we do try to have some fun here, too. And so we're going to do all that within the next 2 hours. And so I'm glad to see that one of my co-hosts, the one, the only, Mr. Timon, Mike, there you go again, Mike, there you go. Mr. Timon Ship is in the house. Happy holidays. Happy holiday season to you, my brother. How you doing, man?
It's okay, Mike. You can say Merry Christmas. It's all right. You can say Merry Christmas.
I can say that. Okay, Merry Christmas.
You can say Merry Christmas, homeboy.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I say them all, to be honest. I say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You know, I even say Happy Hanukkah to folks who say that they celebrate Hanukkah, you know. So, you know, you run across folks, which is another thing. You got folks who celebrate Hanukkah. You got folks who celebrate Kwanzaa, you know. I mean, I said Merry Christmas to a person one time, and I said, I do not do Christmas. I said, well, what do you do? Kwanzaa. I said, well, Happy Kwanzaa. That's, you know, that's what I look at.
You know,
there's
Mike,
so many different celebrations.
Out,
but go ahead, Terry.
I started to find out it's just too much work, Mike. It's too much work, you know, to
trying to please everybody.
Trying to please folks. Your main objective is yourself. You know, people try to find out what is happiness. Everything starts with you, the man in the mirror. Know thyself, and you'll find God. Know thyself, and you will find all that you need to know. You know, and who is, and just in my own humble opinion, because you know, there's a, if you say, "Oh, know thyself," you know, a buddy of mine, his son, quit $100,000 a year job to go find himself. And you know that, yeah, isn't that crazy? The boy went to a...
Well, it sounds crazy to a lot of folks, right? Yeah, because a lot of folks are thinking in the money aspect. But no, you have to look at it where... yes. We will say that's
but
crazy.
But what I was going
to
say
you
is...
You letting go
right.
$100,000 a year job to go find yourself. Yeah, that might be crazy to all of us because it's the money issue here, right? But...
No, hold on.
You know,
on,
I can't judge
you. What I was going to say is, Mike, it's not really about the money, really, either, that it ain't like he went out and found his own place when he went and decided. He moved in with his parents. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
I paid $200,000 for you to go to a major university. You got the job. Mm-hmm. You did everything you were supposed to do. And now you want to go find yourself, and you're finding yourself in my home.
Okay.
Own and pay the mortgage for. You're a 37-year-old man. Now
right.
You want to go find yourself.
I get it now.
I said, I told him, I said, you should have asked him. I didn't know you were lost. And I said, the last time I talked to him, I said, hey, man, has he found himself? No, Ship, he's still lost. Oh, but
still
that
searching,
doesn't stop
huh?
him from smoking weed and doing shrooms and going to you know to the outskirts and traveling and going places, you know, while you find yourself. And so
okay,
so everybody's searching.
I didn't
for
catch
something
that part that he was still living at home.
That's the crazy thing. I don't have a problem with you going to find yourself. Well, go out there into the world. It's like the dude who climbs the mountain and goes to talk to the dude, the old man that's sitting at the top of the mountain, and he asks him what the meaning of life is. And when he got to the old dude said, he says, I've made it, sir. Please tell me what the meaning of life is. He said, hey, can you go down and get me a Coca-Cola? And a bag of barbecue chips. When you get back, I'll let you know.
I'm seeing where there's other folks that are chiming in. I have to bring in the rest of the family that's chiming in. And by the way, well, they can hear me. So let me pull you in this corner real quick, Tyner. Hey, Janet just celebrated a birthday, okay? You hear me, Tyner?
Yeah, I wish that happened today, too.
Check this out. You got to say happy birthday, but you got to sing it in your best voice, okay? She don't know this yet. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the show, you guys. We have all of our co-hosts. Well, some of them are chiming in a little late. But we have a co-host who's been with the network ever since its inception. And want to say hello to the one and only Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Oh, okay, good. That's great. That was a great song.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, but Janet, I think one of the co-hosts want to say something to you.
Happy birthday, Jenny. Happy birthday, Jenny. We hear it's your birthday today, and we want you to enjoy your birthday, Jenny. I just want to say happy birthday, Jenny.
Okay.
Happy birthday, girl.
Well,
and you enjoy your day, and don't you let nobody
It was late, but because I have a new great-grandbaby that was born the day after my birthday. And
Watch out now. Somebody that came in town. Yeah, he came in.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so that kind of put everything changed everything up. So I had to wait a few days before they just up. His name is Micah.
Okay, good. Not Jaquan, Rayshon, Leilon,
Micah.
There you go. Yeah, I got a new one too, Jan. I got a new great. Her name is Anaya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I found out I got another one named Hubert. I said, oh, big old Hugh came in town. Yeah, look at it. Boy, they just having these babies. Yes, they is having these beautiful babies.
Wait a minute, you said Hubert?
How many children you have, Simon?
What's that?
How many children you have?
I don't have any. These are my nieces and nephews, Jan. I'm a great uncle. I am at number 48 came into town, Jan.
Okay. You sound like me. I'm great.
Identification cards. Jan, I told you I got to get some identification cards so we can register and know who they truly are. Because everybody's going around saying Uncle Timon. I don't know.
And I just say, hi, sweetie, how are you? Because I don't know the name.
That's right.
You're going to have to program their names in your iPhone. And take a picture of it. And it'd be like, and they say, Uncle Timon. You'd be like, wait a minute, hold on. And you got to scroll through the pictures, be like, oh, okay. So you, Shaquisha. Okay, hey, Shaquisha.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to have that app.
You know what?
I just messed up because see, that's something that probably would be really interesting. Family connection app. If you don't know who's who, you don't remember them, and when they come up in your face and they say, Uncle so and so. Here's this app that's going to help you out. You scroll through these photos and be like, hold on. Okay, so you Chirac. Hey, Chirac, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. I just say sweetie.
You Hennessy. You Hennessy. Okay, so
Camaro.
They named you Hennessy. And then your sister's name is Brandy. Okay, okay, so we know this is an alcoholic family. So all the kids' names are named after drinks, right?
Look, I have a great nephew that's named Cavassier.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Janet. Now, stop that, Janet. You stop that. Cavassier, stop, Janet.
Yeah,
I believe her. I believe
my
it.
Niece
I
named
believe
her grandson Cavassier because she likes that scotch.
I believe her. Trust me, because I know someone who did the same thing.
Janet, and you tell them that's a cognac. That ain't no scotch.
Cognac? I don't know. She used to drink Cavassier all the time. So you know, God bless the dead.
And so when she came from having that baby. What's his name? Oh, I was thinking about some Cavassier. Yeah, name him Cavassier. Mm-hmm. Whenever I have my favorite drink, I'm on.
So just like, yeah.
What's his last name?
That's another show where we need to really have a conversation about the names that our kids are given in this era, right? Because, I've heard, I mean, honestly, first it was cars. Mercedes, Porsche. If you name your kid Lamborghini, I'm going to be like, no, you need some serious help. If you name your kid Ferrari, Lamborghini,
Fiwawi, not Ferrari, Fiwawi. They came.
Okay,
down.
Okay.
But they call it Fiwawi.
When you start naming your kids, you know, I mean, as I said, first it was the cars. Then it became, you know, now the drinks, perfume, colognes. Come on, y'all. Tom or whatever. Now, Tymon is a unique name. But see, Tymon is not a brand name for a liquor Janet is a normal name.
I was going to tell you, Mike, my mother named me after a dude she had a crush on in college, in high school. I told my mother, can you let me leave first before you argue with him? Because you know he want to get me for you naming me after that dude in high school. Yeah. And Mike, you know I work at Juvie. They name their kids Angel. Every angel I know is a murderer. I ain't met one angel that even though they named him Angel, he's a murderer.
Okay, that's the angel of death, right? Okay, I get it. The angel of death. How many
that's
people have you five? And what's your name again? Angel. Last name
that's
death.
Like Precious. Everybody know Precious. Precious is out there walking the street. I said, why you name that girl Precious? You know, don't you do it? You're just setting them up for failure. Yeah, I talked to a kid the other day. His name is Messiah. He said, "My name. I am the Messiah." I said, "Good. Turn that into wine before you leave, and go ahead and float up a mile out of here. Don't do that."
Now, hold on, Tommy. Is this their actual birth names, or is this the name that they use? Their AK. I mean, you know, their
no, this
alias.
Is their actual name. Hey, and watch out. Get this. How about Master Johnson? I said, "Fool, I ain't calling you Master. No, I'm not calling you Master. No."
Okay, you guys. All right. So we opened up a can of worms on that one because that's another topic. We'll have to do at a later date because it is interesting of the names that are given to these kids now. It is interesting. I've heard some crazy names. I mean, it's holiday season. I know some folks that have the last name Christmas, and they name their daughter Mary. You know, so in the middle of summer, you hear them say, "Merry Christmas," and everybody looks inside the doctor's office like, what the hell is the nurse talking about Merry Christmas? It's summertime. You know, she's calling out a name.
I have a niece named Merry Christmas.
Janet, you know you need to stop, Janet. Now, you got me with Cavassier, but now we had Merry Christmas. You stop it, Jeff.
She's right, though. She's right. You know, when they used to have a phone book, be honest, I remember when I was younger, we used to look up different names. And there are people named Merry Christmas. There was a guy that used to work with, for my dad. His name was Barry Bradbury. How the hell are you going to give your son his first name like his last name? Barry Bradbury. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, Mary, just, don't like, you weep, tell Martha not to mourn. Yes, yes.
How do you do that? All right, so let's not get off of schedule because that's another show, you guys. Let's get through our political segment of the show, which we do at the start of the show. And Janet, you know about this more than I do, but, you know, I do follow up on it. Let's get through this whole thing where Trump, Donald Trump, okay, better yet, I want to go into this whole thing of where the January 6th panel is to vote on urging the DOJ to prosecute Trump on at least three criminal charges. On at least three, okay. Now, according to this article, and I hope
that talk about Trump charge. I thought you was getting ready to talk about
it. Well, I want to do this first. I want to do this first. I want to do this first. James 6 panel to vote on urging the DOJ to prosecute Trump on at least three criminal charges. The report that the select committee is expected to consider on Monday, this coming Monday afternoon, reflects some recommendations from a subcommittee that evaluated potential referrals. Right, that's what they got to. And mind you, this came from Politico. I always try to let people know where these articles come from so you don't think that it's something I'm just making up or anything. This is what's out there based on this particular site. The January 6th committee is preparing to vote on urging the Justice Department, which I already said, the report that the select panel is expected to consider on Monday afternoon, described to Politico by two people familiar with its contents, reflects some recommendations from a subcommittee that evaluated potential criminal referrals. Among the charges that subcommittee proposes for Trump is a bunch of numbers, 18 U.S.C. 2383, insurrection, 18 U.S.C. 152, obstruction of an official proceeding, 18 U.S.C. Conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Is what it says. It's unclear whether the select committee's final report will recommend additional charges for Trump beyond the three described to Politico, or whether it will urge other criminal charges for other players in Trump's bid to subvert his 2020 loss. Document, according to the people familiar, includes an extensive wait a minute, it just glitched out of off my screen here. I don't know why, but let me try to back up. Okay, so with that being said, I'll try to get back to that whole screen. Okay, so this is where it's going to come out this Monday of what the committee is going to recommend to the DOJ. That's the bottom line, right? Do you guys think that the DOJ is going to follow up on it and honor that recommendation?
Yep.
I think so. I think okay. So only because I know Congress is also putting a bill in place to keep a person from running if they committed any kind of crime with the election. They're trying to put it in place before they get out so that Trump won't have a chance to run, you know. So he's losing ground. I actually think the special counsel is going to recommend charges be brought against Trump.
Okay.
Only because he sold on his suit. Everybody knows what he did.
Okay.
Mike, so he can cancel Christmas. Mike, he can cancel Christmas. He's done. Mm-hmm. They are going to throw the book at him. Now, mind you, these are only references. The DOJ cannot do it. All these references will go over to the DOJ. They are waiting on them. My boy Jack Smith, I don't know if you've heard, I don't know if he's come, if he's left The Hague yet, but he has all info. Mm-hmm. They are all working on this stuff right now, and the Trumpster and his boys can get ready. Because remember, they're going to dissolve the January 6th.
Right.
Right, but I have to throw something else in here. Let's go back in time, all right? And I'm just being honest with you because, you know, yes, I mean, we all have seen, his supporters have seen, have heard, you know, seen what he's done, heard what he said. But then when we've never saw what occurred at the state capitol, we never saw, it never happened where a president actually put together a possible coup, right? So, but still again, he still has control of the Republican Party that still believes that he's committed no crimes. Now, let me finish out with this. There are Republicans that still support him and many that say, hey, we got to wipe his ass out of this party. He got to go. He's destroying the Republican Party. There are Republicans who are saying that. Look, you lost, move on. You are destroying what Republicans have been trying to do long before you became president, long before you ran for office. And now you're making our party look ridiculous. So the point of what I'm saying is that where wouldn't it make more sense for the Republican Party to disown him? Because I was on another show and another individual who hosts the show said, well, this is at a point of you just going, they're going too far. The Democrats are going too far to keep, you know, pushing this whole thing. What the Democrats realize, and if you think about it, as much as they want him indicted and put in jail, I think they think about the fact that if you actually put Donald Trump in jail, you're going to have another insurrection somewhere. You're going to have another situation like we see at Nancy Pelosi's house, the attack on Democratic politicians. You're going to have that if you even attempt to put Donald Trump. Can I finish, and then I'll let you speak? But I want to hear you. But that's been a conversation, is that we're, you know, we can't really put Donald Trump behind bars, but we can bar him from ever being in politics. We can bar him because now, I mean, his companies have already been found guilty of different crimes. Mm-hmm. So you're hitting him in his pockets. You're hitting him in his political thing. Where he really, I mean, he can speak from the sideline, but he can never run for president again, is what I'm thinking they're trying to look at. And they're trying not to make it where we're going to put him behind bars. We're just going to, you know what I'm saying? Politically-wise, business-wise, yes, they're trying to tie him up from that. I think that's what they're trying to do. But as far as really putting him in a jail, I think they're being very cautious of that move because his followers and all these folks will go nuts and crazy if you lock up Donald Trump. And we know
they're
that.
They're going to go nuts and crazy if they don't, because nobody, it's been said, is above the law. And if they make exceptions for this one person, just like they had that first coup, they'll have another. It wasn't a possible coup. It was a coup. And that's another reason why the House is putting things in place to stop anybody from running if they committed a crime, like an insurrection.
I understand that point. I understand that. But see, here's the thing. The ball was dropped for the fact that it happened. What happened at the Capitol happened.
And it'll happen again if they don't put a stop to it.
Okay, but here's the point, what I'm trying to say, and I want time to chime in. I think, okay, and let's be realistic here. I think that the council is, just let me finish, please. I think the council is dealing with this in with kid gloves, as the term says, with kid gloves, to say, hey, look, we're going to take Donald Trump to court, and we're looking at putting him behind bars. I don't think they're trying to do that. As I said before, I think they're trying to make it where he can never run any kind of a business. He can never run for office. And hopefully just let him, you know, just go away in that sense. But to say that we're going to get him behind bars, that was the initial plan. But now I think that after January the 6th, they are kind of like backing down, but just remove him and make it legally, okay, legally, where he can never be in politics and never run a business again. Let me put the mic in Timon's hands and let me hear what he has to say about that.
Mike, that's not going to happen because the
Thank
thing
you.
Is they're already starting to arrest these people. These people are getting
that's
5
right.
and 10 years in prison. They can go do mm-hmm. whatever they want. They ready for them. You want to go rush the Capitol
okay.
again? Bring it on, baby. They already waiting on them, Mike. They already
yeah.
got everybody in play. This cat got to go.
Okay.
And then let me tell you something. The Republicans want him to go because of what the damage that he has done to the Republican Party.
And
he
still,
has got
I'm not talking about him. Hold on, everybody. I'm not talking about him going. I mean, I just said that. I said that even the Republicans want him to go. But as far as putting Donald Trump behind bars for years, you really think that that's going to go over well? And not have any kind of, I'm not saying anything.
He is going behind bars. Now, my opinion, he's going behind bars. Okay? Because
okay.
guess what? It ain't just about January 6th.
That's right.
What's going to put him behind bars is what when they get through checking out them documents that he took from that he took and took down Mar-a-Lago. When they get through with him in Georgia, that's a criminal in your state, what he did by trying to get Raffensperger to come up with them deals.
Mm-hmm.
They got him on tape telling him what to do. So it's
and
right.
When his boys start going to jail, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I just want to say one thing. Because the House is putting this bill in place that anybody who has anything to do as far as going against the government, they're going to be in trouble. So all those people that was representatives and senators who tried to help with the coup, they think they probably got away with something, but they didn't. Heads
okay.
are going to roll.
Well, the only thing, I just want to get you guys' point of view. I mean, because I'm kind of like, saying that, yes, in my opinion, I feel like if he broke the law, he should be accountable for it. He should do time if that's what the law says, is that you should be behind bars. But as I said, I was talking to folks on other shows and their opinions and listening really to them more so than talking. And many say that Donald Trump will never do any jail time. He would just lose his businesses. He'll lose any chance of running for office. So we have to see what happens on Monday.
But that's what I'm saying. But Mike, that's...
He don't have anybody that's going to pardon him. A Democrat's not going to pardon him. If he had got Pence to pardon him before he got out of office, it would have been
mm-hmm.
different. But he didn't.
See, he's a citizen.
He didn't do it.
And also, Mike, he's a citizen. He ain't no president anymore.
Right.
That's how he got away with the Mueller case. The Mueller case, he could have went to jail then, but Barr helped him. Okay?
That's right.
Now you ain't got none of this. You got not only, and you were right, Mike, you're right. They're going to get him in New York for his businesses. They're going to, and even that's all civil. That's all civil. Now
Correct.
We go over.
Correct.
Once they give those references over to the DOJ, the DOJ is going to go through everything. And guess what? He is already – they know. Why you think that everybody's jumping ship? When his boys start going to jail, when Eastman go to jail, when all these other people – I don't care if it's 2 years, 3 years, whatever.
when they start going to jail, they're going to sing like chickens. You hear me? They're going to throw this man under the bus so quick, because guess what? Their careers will be over. They back
and
the dude.
Right. And people are testifying that couldn't testify before. That was pleading the fifth. They can't plead the fifth now.
Because you're going in front of a grand jury. When you go in front of the grand jury, why you think Cipollone, his lawyer, spoke to the grand jury? Because that all that that they say that, you know, they were talk about all that privilege, all that executive privilege,
yeah, executive
crap they were talking about.
They
do that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right. Can't use it now. Okay, so we got to change gears. This is still an ongoing saga because we still haven't heard we're getting leaks, I guess you can call it, of what they're going to ask for. But we'll know Monday, right? What's going to be asked for, what's going to be recommended and everything towards Trump and his allies. So not next Saturday, because next Saturday what I'm going to do next Saturday, because it is Christmas Eve and I know everybody's going to be with family and friends and doing their last minute shopping, I'm going to play a bunch of great Christmas songs, classic Christmas songs, and some classic gospel songs. So you're going to get 2 hours of stuff. I know you're hearing a lot of it in your stores and everything, but I got some stuff I know you'll never hear in a Walmart, okay? So that's what I'm going to do next Saturday, and I might chime in and everything. So let's move on to our next topic. You guys been following, and Janet, you know, about this this is sad. Steven Twitch Boss. If you guys heard the story, it's about the individual who was a dancer. He was the DJ for Ellen DeGeneres' show, which, by the way, Ellen pulled her show or stopped doing her show earlier in the year, right? And everybody is looking at, wow, why? This was a young man. What was he, 40 years old? No, 40. 30,
yep.
No, 40, 40. 40, 40, I'm sorry. 40 years old with 2-3 children. Just recently celebrated a wedding anniversary with
his wife. Yeah, 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years. Beautiful children. And takes his life. Now, there were some folks who said, this don't sound right. And I was one of them. I said, something about this don't sound right. That why? But then they say that allegedly he left a suicide note.
Right.
According to this site, and I'm going to go ahead and open it up. And this is something that Janet sent me. And as always, I always tell you guys, this is from Entertainment Tonight, okay, ET, okay? So I'm not making this shit up. I normally don't cuss, but I'm just saying I don't make this up. Suicide note found at scene of Steven Twitch Boss death. And it says, new details surrounding the death of Steven Twitch Boss have come to light. ET has learned that Boss left a note behind indicating he couldn't go on anymore. Specifics about the content of the letter will not be given. TMZ was first to report that a note was left. Okay. As it previously reported, Ellen DeGeneres' show producer and DJ died to, and this is something I'm looking at where, yeah, everybody's saying different stuff. But let me ask you guys, isn't this kind of interesting of where we hear about this individual committing suicide at such a young age, and you're not hearing much of the details? when if it was you or me, they would give all the details by now. They would have said, oh, yeah, Michael killed himself by alcohol poisoning, by injection of this, by gunshot to the head. You know what I'm saying? They will automatically, that would have been out there. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think that was kind of out there about how he died, but it didn't say why. You know, his wife said he left the house, and he never leaves walking without his car. So she was concerned, so she went and reported it to the police station. And then a few hours later, I guess that next morning, they found him.
What I'm saying is that, have you heard the cause of death? Have you heard if he shot himself?
They said it was gun inflicted.
Yep. Mike. He did it. What he did. The reason why you didn't hear the gunshot is because he went to the back of the motel. He got a room. He specifically got a room in the back area of the motel, so you wouldn't hear a gunshot.
Right.
And the cleaning lady is the one that found him.
That's right, because he didn't check out, and they went to check on him.
Now, have you guys heard much about his note, his suicide note?
No, they won't say much about it.
Yeah, now some think that maybe he was going through financial issues and that, because there are guys who lose all their money in the stock market, and then next thing you know, there was a millionaire dude killed his whole family because all his money was gone. So it could have been financial, because they said he was in good spirits. But whatever he found out, and that means that he was felt that he couldn't go on, and felt that he made a mistake and he couldn't face himself. But yes, to go out at 40 years old. What I would say also, Mike, look at all these actors and actresses and singers who are coming up dead, rappers, either it's self-inflicted or somebody shot them. This is not, these guys have been, I'd like to know how many entertainers, just entertainers, have committed suicide within the year 2022. I bet you it seemed like it's a lot, because every time I click on, somebody else is gone. Look at your girl that drove her car into that house, that actress, and would end up and got burned up. She was going through all kinds of stuff that we just don't know.
Well, I think about entertainers that I've watched growing up. There's a couple I've met and known personally, who allegedly committed suicide. If you guys remember Phyllis Hyman,
this
6 foot something gorgeous songbird took her life.
That was behind a love interest that I forget who she was in love with, and she found some out, and she committed suicide.
Right. And then I think about an individual. You look at Robin Williams.
Robin Williams could not shut that, because he could not shut off. They claim it's there was a disease, but there, like when you get through performing, Mike, most of us chill out. Robin couldn't turn that. He couldn't turn that off, that negative chatterbox in his head off.
But if you think about how long that we've watched Robin Williams from the day, from Mork and Mindy, his comedy shows, his movies and everything, you would think that this cat here has it all in order. You know what I'm saying? That, here he knows how to drive his career. He's intelligent. You would never think that he's dealing with those type of demons. You follow me?
No peace.
You would
not
think that.
Yeah, and the fact that Mike, he hung himself in a $35 million home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He had no peace.
Wow.
A lot of people want that money, but guess what? You got to, you know, there could be peace in the mansion, but there's a party going on in your brain. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people live in bondage, not in a physical bondage, but in bondage in their mind by whatever is going on. And if they're not getting any therapy, because Robin Williams was doing cocaine. He was also doing, he was a heavy drinker. He had went through, you know, all these different things. You know, who was it? William Seymour Hoffman. He hadn't did heroin in 20 years. Decided to do a heroin in the bathtub. They found him the next day he was dead. Your boy from The Wire. Remember him? Michael. He ended up, same thing. They didn't know how badly he was on drugs. He ended up hitting that heroin, got hold of some bad heroin, ended up killing him. So I said, these people.
And you know,
but
what
I'm saying
that suicide, when I'm saying, not overdose, but just suicide, when you make a decision to take your life. Okay. But can I say this first and then I'm going to let you respond? A drug addict is trying to get a high. They're chasing a high. When they overdose, they're not trying to kill themselves. They just overdose, right? They want to stay alive. But sometimes they make a mistake, okay, in most cases. And they overdose. All right. And I really can't say for sure if a person – can I finish, please? I can't say that every time that a drug addict had accidentally killed themselves. But when you're on that track, like Time was saying, you have to look at the fact that you are on the track of committing suicide, right? If you keep chasing that drug high. You understand my point? You know, you can overdose.
Yeah.
And people will say that, oh, it's suicide. How is it suicide? Oh, they overdose and everything. Well, they did not intend to kill themselves. They just administered too much damn narcotics and killed themselves.
But these guys
they expected to make
drugs.
But a lot of times people lace things and they don't know exactly what's in it. And that can also cause a person to end up dying and overdosing.
Hey, let us think about Prince.
Right, in drugs, right.
Think about Prince. You know, Prince, when they found him, had enough fentanyl in his body to knock out an elephant.
Yeah.
And they told him when he landed in Atlanta on that private plane, those little did not want him to leave. They said, you should stay. And the next time you saw Prince was dead.
And
so
fentanyl,
a lot of times,
it's worse than any drug. Fentanyl, they said they're trying to really put a cap on it because they said it's way more powerful than cocaine and all these other drugs. And so when they end up lacing it, that's when they end up getting in trouble and dying. Some people for the
I want to say this
before we change the topic, so we do have a lot of stuff we want to touch on, and I really appreciate you. I mean, honestly, I really appreciate you all coming on because next Saturday we're not going to be all together because it is Christmas Eve. But I have to share this is that we're on this topic of suicide and everything, and we're going to go forward with that. I dated a young lady years ago back in California. She was one of the number one radio personalities in Los Angeles. She was on KAs. And I didn't realize what she was going through. And after I left L.A., I found out that she committed suicide. She shot herself. Now, this was a couple of years down the road when I found out about it. But her and I were cool and, you know, go out and everything. I really didn't pay attention to her. She was a beautiful woman, truly beautiful. I'm sorry for coughing, but I really wasn't looking at it in that sense. And there's some individuals who've been on the show that will tell you what I'm talking about. So where I just didn't see it. I was in a relationship with someone at the time, and I thought that this person just wanted to be a friend, and then come to find out that, you know, it was a little bit different. In the end, or when I say the end, when I left California and moved to Georgia, and I remember the last time we spent with each other, this woman could have been one of the best, actually one of the top radio personalities. She had a look, she had she had the knowledge of the music and everything. And when I heard that she committed suicide, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. I said, not Dee Dee. And then I got in touch with some friends of mine that live in L.A. that knew her. And they said, yeah, Mike, it's true. And that hurt my heart. As we just said. Go ahead, Jenna. I'm going to let you chime in I'm speaking, but go ahead. You have questions?
Well, I just want to say, you know the song Smokey Robinson sings, Track of My Tears? People, you know, he goes around and he's laughing and smiling, but deep inside he's blue. I've been through depression. When you are depressed, people don't know. You don't show it. You hide it. You walk around smiling and everything, but inside you're dying.
Okay. I was about to get to that point, but thank you for bringing that up, and you're right. Beautiful woman. Literally beautiful, physically, mentally, spiritually, she was just awesome. And all of a sudden I hear that she committed suicide, which we just said about where you look at a person like a Phyllis Hyman. You would never think that these individuals, these icons, these legendary individuals would take their own lives. But you don't know. We don't know what's going on in their personal lives. So now, since the information about the young man who just took his life, who had a wife and family and everything, someone posted, there should be some signs. Obviously, there was no signs. And what are the signs? We have to think about this. You know, what are the signs? On my job, they have us do this or watch this video that tells us, be aware of a person who's quiet a lot, quiet or the total opposite of very much, you know, argumentative and everything. See, it comes to not the point of suicide that could be a dangerous person or that could commit suicide. Now you're seeing on social media of where if you think someone might be at the point of suicidal or everything, call this number. How do you honestly become a psychologist of people every day? Can't. You never know when a person will snap to harm someone or themselves. Time in, am I right or wrong? Mm-hmm. You can't be an expert again.
Because if they want you to know, they will let you know. If they want you to know, they'll let you know. If they don't want you to know, you're not going to find out.
Like,
and how do you, I want you to finish, but explain to us exactly what you said. If they want you to know, they will let you know. What are the signs then? Because everybody says there are signs of an individual who's dangerous to harm folks or who is suicidal. You know, they say there are signs. Okay.
And
you
those two people
kids,
are alike.
Okay?
So you
Janet, please hold on. Let Timon finish, and I'll let you chime in on it. I'm asking Timon, since he works with young kids, and he sees these individuals who are in the system due to what they've done, let him please respond to my question. How can you know? Go ahead.
Say again. How do I what?
My question is, you said if they want you to know, they will let you know. So in your experience, have you ever had a situation of where there was an individual that shared with you or, you know, or they didn't and then you found out they did something different?
I had an 18-year-old kid who said he didn't want to live no more. He was going to kill himself. And I asked him why. He said because, he really didn't know what he wanted. And I asked him, I said, he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. I said, man, what do you like to do? He said, I like to cook, sir. I mean, I'm a chef. I'm going to cook. I said, cool. I said, tell you what. Go down to Skid Row. I said, and go to the kitchen at Skid Row and talk to them brothers in there, and they will put you to work, and they will show you. And that way you start by giving back to your community. You start giving back, and you learn, and you cook. And I said, hey, they'll give you a job, and from there you can, you know, transfer into, you know, they'll let you cook. If you let them know, you may be bussing tables. You might be doing anything, but, hey, you can get out and do what you need to do. I said, hey, you know, when you let people know what's going on with you, that's how you get the help that you need, and you can get out there and work. Now, I can't say definitively that's what he did, but that's what I told him when he came to me talking about he wanted to commit suicide, that he didn't like living because he was just depressed about his life. He didn't know what he wanted to do. There was no mentoring. There was no guidance. He's an 18-year-old kid out to be on his own. I know that feeling, 25, you know, because you're trying to find, as I said, dealing with the man in the mirror. Who is that
guy? I was 18 when I was put out of the house. When I was a kid, I was 18 when I was put out of the house. So go ahead. I know that feeling at 18.
Right, and so you're trying to find who you are, and you're trying to embrace who you are, because if you can't first love the person in the mirror, you will not be embraced. You know, you're finding out your weak points, your strong points. You know, you find out that how do I achieve what I achieve, especially without some good mentoring. You think that we're a world, they talk about how great the United States is. If that was the case, we wouldn't have the highest suicide rate of any country. We would not have, we have more people that are incarcerated than any other country. Okay, so if that's the case, you know, why is it that we have so much? Why do we have the highest death rate among infants that are dying in the United States? We have so much going on. Yes, we are a superpower, but yet we have, it is rough out there, man. And I guarantee you, the pandemic showed the inequality of our society. It showed the inequalities and the inhumaneness of our society. And so it's more out there, people going through shit than you can ever. And I say, hey, because you got to deal with your
That's
shit
true.
If you're going to survive. You got to learn
true.
How to deal
okay,
with
so,
your shit.
So, no, but I appreciate you sharing it because you know, I have to open up mics and everything. I appreciate what you just shared, and I want to bring it back to you, but I have to go ahead and let some other folks chime in.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that Janet has something she wanted to elaborate on. Janet, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
No, I don't.
Okay,
I
you
said
done?
I didn't have
okay,
so, to say.
Okay, so I just want everybody to have a chance to finish what they're saying. So 209-689. I see you waving your hand. I don't recognize that number. Probably I should, but your mic is open at this moment in time. Who's calling in?
Yeah, you definitely should know who this is. We're not gonna go through this every Saturday. I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
Cotton, you don't change your number. I have to change it in my phone. I apologize, but it is Cotton. It is Cotton. K C. Campbell. Hey, my sister, how you doing?
Hey, how's everybody?
You just changed your number. I just don't have it nailed down right. I apologize. But what's your thoughts about what you've heard so far? Have you had a chance to hear the conversation?
No, I just got on right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the conversation is basically, you know, when we look at these suicides that's going on, we look at things that are going on with this young man, had a family, you know, had a career and everything. I mean, what's your thoughts about it and what you hear about it as far as him taking his life at such a young age?
Okay, y'all probably not going to like what I'm going to say.
Well, we were talking about that.
That's more to the story. That's my thoughts. There's more to the story, and the truth has not been told.
Okay. But according to information that I looked at on that, and I'm sorry that I'm going back on that, but, you know, that is where he left a suicide note. You know, he was confident, I guess, based on the suicide note. I can't speak on that, to be honest. It still makes me wonder why that happened. Still makes me wonder why that happened. And also what we were talking about, you know, see, when you guys chime in late, I'm like trying to catch up, play catch up here. Hold on just a second. Let me go back to what I had here, because Janet had put up the itinerary. And here we go. Where's it at? So unfortunately, my screen's not acting right. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick music break. We talked about that preventing depression during the holiday. So that's what I want to get into next. Because unfortunately, people think that, you know, they have to buy a certain gift for their kids, for a family, for whatever. And this is just one month, y'all, in the year. And I mean, I can actually tell you, I see where people are trying to buy these gifts for kids that cost hundreds of dollars. A bicycle when I was a kid probably was the best bike, was probably $100, maybe $150. The most games and toys never reached the amount of that these video games and everything cost. And I see parents that come in to my department and be like, do you have the PlayStation 5? Yeah, I do. How much is it? It's $500. Hold on a minute. They get on the phone and I hear them say, you know that damn thing costs $500? Shit, that's my rent. Seriously. I had one say, well, my son, I mean, his grades went down a little bit, but I'm hoping he'll bring them up before Christmas. But I'm going to go ahead and buy the game for him because that's what he wants. That's what the kid wants. Trust me, I hear this shit, excuse my language again, every day. And to me, it's comical. It's where the kids, instead of giving them, you know, back when I was growing up, when you rake the yard and cut the grass, you got an allowance. But nowadays, you get a major gift. You get a major gift that costs mama and daddy almost a whole damn paycheck. And in most cases, it is a whole damn paycheck. And mama and daddy is ready to go ahead and spend that. We're going to come back and talk about that, okay? For me, I don't buy gifts. I'll give gift cards. I don't buy gifts. It doesn't make any sense because for me to buy something that I think my granddaughters would like, they'll probably take it back to the store and get, you know, store credit for something else. Am I right or wrong? Anybody want to say yes or no? but I don't believe in buying gifts anymore. Christmas is not what it used to be when I was a child. Okay?
Because you're not
it's
a
not.
Child anymore. It's still for children, though.
I'm gonna,
that's what the two meanings
right,
of Christmas.
Right, but no, it's for children. But the thing is that we're, and I like that you said that, Janet, it's for children, but it's a different era of children than when you and I were kids. It's a different era by far than you and I were kids. And that's a
it's
fact.
It's also how you raise your child.
That's,
a,
well,
that's a
well, you see it every day. Well, let's take a music break, and we'll come back, and we'll discuss that and see what you guys think about it. Okay? I just think it's interesting. I really think it's interesting. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Here's a little holiday chat for you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want for
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting on the TMCN, the Michael Gay Network. And I'm happy to have my co-host, Jenna Davis, who just recently celebrated an awesome birthday. Happy birthday, Jenna. And also a couple of other co-hosts are here. The one and only Miss Cotton Campbell is here. And in the chat room, Bring It Boy is dropping a few posts here. I have to holler at Cotton. Hey, Cotton, how you doing?
Hey.
Okay, thank you for making the show. Also, 205-478. I see you on the board. If you have a question or comment, hit the number one, and I'll open up your mic. You know, Janet, oh, I'm sorry, hold on a minute. Cotton, come over here.
No.
Cotton, come over here. You know it was Janet's birthday, right? And we didn't sing happy birthday, you know, last Saturday, but hold on, I'm going to put her on mute. Hold on. Okay, she's on mute now. I need you to sing happy birthday to Cotton, okay? I'm sorry, to Janet. All right, hold on, unmute her mic. Okay, here we go. Oh, you guys, welcome back. I'm sorry. Something happened with the system. You know, last week we had a great show going on, and one of our co-hosts was celebrating their birthday in between shows. Cotton Campbell, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you know it was Janet's birthday?
Janet? Oh, my God, no. I have no idea.
Really? Well, I know you have a great voice. Can you sing a few verses of happy birthday real quick to her?
For Janet, anything. Oh, wow.
You're nice and perfect.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Janet. Happy birthday to you. Why, thank you.
We gotta give that one up. That. Yes, we gotta
give that one. Happy birthday, Janet. Thank you, Cotton.
Okay, studio audience. Thank you, studio audience. I said thank you, studio audience. Studio audience. Come on, man. Come on.
I know where you live, Michael.
All right. I have to say happy birthday, Janet. Thank you so much. Really wanted to do that last week, but we didn't get to that point. But happy blessed birthday to you. Let's keep the show rolling, and let's keep the topics coming. No, go ahead. You're about to chime in because I want to keep going to the topic.
My family couldn't celebrate because we had a new birth in the family. And so it was put off till today, so it was good. You know, I got that was one of my birthday presents, a great-grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little boy.
That's right.
Aww.
So you got a great-grand that's been in the world, that has been brought into the world the day after your birthday. That's a blessing.
Yeah, well, she started the day on my birthday, but he didn't come until in the morning. So it's still a good present.
Okay,
nice.
So let me get back on track here. The time is now 7:15 p.m. on the East Coast, and I thank all of you who have tuned in and listening. Bring It Boys in the chat room, but I want to bring up something here. Interesting thing, and I might add another 15-30 minutes into the show, but I think we need to look at this. When we're talking about Steven Twitch boss allegedly committed suicide. And we already talked about other artists, the legendary Miss the one and only Miss Phyllis Hyman, you know, beautiful woman. So I did some research on suicides and holidays. We're going to get into other things about holidays too. But a lot of people say that holidays is when most suicides occur, right? The stress and everything. Saw an article that said, really, it doesn't happen on those holidays. According to this one article, it says most suicides occur in the first of the year, in January. I want you all to look at that now. That the month where most suicides are recorded are in January. Y'all do your own research now. This is what I read. For some reason, people feel like a new year is going to bring a new beginning. And in all honesty, it really doesn't. It's just another day, another date, another time. But we've gotten to the point of thinking that for some reason, January the 1st, our lives are going to change. It's not Christmas. It's January the 1st. A new year. And within that first month, all those things that were a problem or issue the year before, we feel like are going to magically go away. Now, to be honest, I'm like, I think that's there's probably some truth to that, that people mentally think that on January the 1st, everything is going to be different. Their life is going to be different. What's your thoughts about that, Cotton? I mean, can you agree with that? You can Google it, but according to some doctors and, you know, individuals who do the research, is that people really believe that in January their world is going to change. The change of a year, their life is going to change from the year before. And that's not reality.
I don't think it's reality at all. It's whatever you make it, because every year people say, oh, my New Year's resolution. I don't do New Year's resolution because I realize that if I haven't changed, whatever I'm going to change, I'm going to start now. The new year has absolutely nothing to do with my behavior going forward. It's all up to me.
Correct. But based on what I, in fact, I'm trying to pull up the article. I think I still had it saved on my phone. Based on these individuals who had this research, based on folks who commit suicide and everything, and according to their numbers, it's more so in the first of the year, in the month of January. Where people, their life is not worth living. And I guess they feel like, you know, whatever, you know, they think is going to change should change at the first of the year. Janet, you ever thought about that? Or are you guys aware of this at all?
You're talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Well, the thing is, as I said, I didn't look up on it.
And I was just wondering, were you aware of that? Because, you know, we've talked about this on the show before in past years about the holiday season. And there's some folks who said that, well, the suicide rate is not, you know, what people think during the holiday season. But I pulled up a couple of articles that said that, yeah, it's not always before the holidays. You know, there's some that happen even afterwards because they feel like they've been a failure, for lack of a better term. You understand what I'm saying? That they weren't able to buy that gift for this, that, and the other. Come the New Year, after the New Year, they're not in a better situation. It's like they think everything's going to magically change You know, you got folks who say, I'm going to make this New Year's resolution, and they don't honor it, or they're not able to accomplish it. And according to this study, I'm saying
I agree with Cotton. I don't believe in making a New Year's resolution, because anything you're going to do, you should be thinking about it, not just New Year's, but anytime throughout the year. And if a person, a lot of our problems are, people have issues and they don't want to address it, or they feel it's more like they're a failure if they go seek help. But that's the best thing they could do, instead of trying to handle it themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is just reach out, and a lot of times people don't. They keep it held within.
Right. By the way, Bring It Boy says, happy belated birthday, Janet. Thank you, Bring It Boy, for sharing
that. Thank you, Bring It Boy.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find that article, and I apologize, you guys. I'm trying to locate it. I found it interesting. I had it on my phone. I just happened to do some research on it, and that where they say that the most suicidal situations do occur in the month of January. Don't shoot the messenger. Just listen to the message. You can look for it yourself. All right. So, but we have to look at the reason for the season. There's other topics I really want to talk about, but I'll save those for another day. But this is allegedly the birthday of Jesus Christ, right? And none of us really know the actual date and time of the birth of the Lord and Savior. We don't. All of us have birth certificates. See, now back then, they didn't have that technology. So us, what we do, we pick a date, which I'm not saying it's wrong to do so, but I look at there are individuals who do not celebrate Christianity. There's people who have different throughout this world. And when you hear people talk about, let's make the world better, well, we all are not on the same, I guess I should say, not level on the same religious platform as others. Because, see, you have Christmas, you have Hanukkah, you have you also have Kwanzaa. You have a lot of different celebrations at this time of year. You have a lot of them, and they celebrate days, not just a day, but days. But I kind of wonder, you know, how do we all, if we have different celebrations, how do we all get together and respect each other's beliefs and followings during this time of year? You understand my point? I mean, because if you celebrate Kwanzaa, fine. It's fine with me. I'm not upset with you. Does that say that, or does that make it where I think that you don't believe in Jesus Christ and I'm going to be upset with you? No, you believe in a higher power. China believes in Buddha. There's a lot of Chinese people that live here. We all believe and we all call our higher power by a different name based on our, I guess I should say, not necessarily our race, but our understanding, our cultures. Every culture believes in a higher power. may not be under the same name.
Yeah, because so Santa Claus has had a higher power, but people believe in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is a fictitious. Santa Claus is a fictitious.
No, he wasn't fictitious. Chris Kringle.
Well, he was real, but he's not a god. He was real, okay, but he's not a god, okay. Santa Claus was real, but again, you know, you and I we've had shows about this in the years we've been on. Our own network or other networks, we've discussed the whole thing about Santa Claus, and we did our whole thing about where it all came about. And I'm willing to do it again, you know. But the thing is that where Santa Claus was not a Buddha, Santa Claus was not. It's a holiday.
Well, that's where the gifts and everything come in at. It didn't come in because of Jesus Christ. It came in because of that, the gift giving.
And they tied it into the date of the birth of Jesus Christ, because in all honesty, if you really look at it, as I just said, we cannot say for sure Jesus Christ was born on the 25th. Where in
no,
the Bible?
No, because they said shepherds were in the field,
okay.
And they weren't in the field in the wintertime,
okay.
With the sheep.
And so then Santa Claus got tied into the 25th of Jesus Christ's birthday. So now they said, oh, okay, here's where Jesus was born, and we're going to tie Santa Claus into it of the gift-giving day for everyone in America. So you put in what is basically the birth date of the Lord and Savior into a date of gift-giving. Which I'm not saying that's wrong, but unfortunately, people are forgetting what the reality or what the whole thing about Christmas is really should be celebrated for. It should not be a date where companies make record profits or looking for record profits. It should not be a date where people are out here spending money they don't have on the day that allegedly Jesus Christ was born. Right? That's what we do.
Well, I didn't think he was born December 25th. They might be celebrating that, but that don't mean he was born like you said. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be more like in the fall. So winter and fall is two different things.
So if you were to ask a young kid, now you and I are older, you were to ask a young kid, when was Jesus born? What do you think they will tell you? December 25th. That's his birthday.
It don't make it right.
Okay. I'm just saying, if you were to ask a young kid that, they will tell you what is probably a false date, and they're believing it.
It all depends on how you raise your child, because everybody think of Christmas as something different. A lot of people don't celebrate Christmas, like you also have said.
Correct. But regardless is what I'm saying. For the ones who celebrate Christmas, why celebrate a lie? If it's not fact, you're celebrating a lie. I just have to be realistic with myself. If we don't have documentation of the actual date Jesus Christ was born, okay, I get that. If it's not shown in the Bible, or in the books, I get that. But I'm not going to teach my child to believe in something that's not real. Just like you believe in Santa Claus. Now, you said that,
I didn't say I believed in Santa Claus.
No, there was an individual. True enough, there was an individual.
Chris Kringle. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, Chris Kringle, right, that's true. But the magical crap that came after that, come on now. Coming down the chimney, that's not realistic. That's the crap that was added to the whole story. There was a real Kris Kringle. That's true. You're right. But all the other crap they added to it, why was that even necessary? I don't get that part. And I knew at one point there couldn't be no Santa Claus because we lived in an apartment and we didn't have no damn chimney. What, my daddy
you
gave him
what?
The key to the house?
I want to read something.
Uh-huh.
It says, Christmas, meaning in the Bible, it literally means Christian Mass. It's a shorthand form of Christ Mass. Christmas is a time of spiritual reflection. You know, people do take things out of, you know, proportion, but it's just, it's important. They said that the reflection on the important foundation of Christian faith, it's also a celebration. It's when Christians celebrate God's love for the world through the birth of Christ, child Jesus.
Here's the thing though, Janet. And you are old enough and wise enough to know that that's not what's happening right now. Christmas is not about what you just said. You just read.
Can I finish?
I'm going to let you respond to it. The thing is that what you just read is definitely true. But that's not the society that we live in, unfortunately. See, now it's about corporations making money, selling all that crap, you know, and putting it all on sale. Because, you know, if you're paying $20 for this item, big Christmas sale, hell, the company only paid $2 for that thing. Okay? They're making profit. They're cleaning out their warehouses. That's what they do. Okay? That's the way it works. Everything is overpriced for a reason. Because if they overproduce, they have to say, well, we got to get rid of this so we can go ahead and get you to buy something else. So they overprice it, first of all. And then when they bring down the price, you think you're getting a deal? No, you're not. You're getting a deal from the original price. But as far as what it really costs, you're not getting a deal. Even these big games, these PlayStation 5s, people are paying $500 and beyond for these games. You really think that game costs $100 for manufacture? Throwing out the number, $100 just to make? No, it costs a hell of a lot less than that. But they're charging you $500. Because
I'm just trying to finish,
and I'll let you respond. The thing is that is the ignorance that we have. We feel like we have to spend this type of money. And that goes into the topic I was trying to say about overspending. Mm-hmm. You know, they know how to get you. I've seen where this product has been in the hundreds, and then they drop it. $200 less. How can you drop the product that low? You were charging this much at one point. Now you done dropped $200 lower than your original cost. Obviously, and common sense tells me this, it didn't cost you that amount to manufacture it, because if it did, you wouldn't make no money. If it cost you that much, you would make no money. But the thing is that they test and try the market. What are you willing to pay for what I have to offer? And the people proved it. I'm willing to pay this. If I throw out a price on something, if you and I created something and were able to advertise it and make it where people be like, I got to get this, and charge, let's say, just some kind of product, and we say $20, but it only costs us $1 to make it, and I'm able to convince you to buy it, and you tell other folks, oh, yeah, you need to get this and everything, I'm going to keep doing it. And then when the sales go down, I'm not going to lose a dime. I'm going to drop it half that amount. In the meantime, I'm going to be creating a better version of it, right, and get you to sucker in again.
Well, can I say something?
Sure.
Just like our president. Donald Trump, our ex-president, our former president,
yes,
got on TV and said he had to make a special announcement. The announcement was selling NFT cards, $99 each. And you know, since that announcement, he sold over $1 million worth of cards.
Yeah.
A card.
I can believe
it. Like a baseball card.
I can believe it.
With the head of Donald Trump, somebody else's
body. I can believe it. And I'm not, you know what? I'm not going to be mad at Donald Trump or whoever works for him, because they're playing on the ignorance of individuals who think that this is something that's going to be, you know, they can pass down and be of value. Now, I have to say, it might be. Right now, it's not. Right now, it's not of any value to anybody.
Yes, it
you
is.
Can't
$100 a card.
No, I'm
that's
saying, no, bad. No, my point is this. No, my point is this. I think you missed what I'm saying. To buy the card now is one thing. He got folks to buy the card. In the future, does it bring up or does it go up in value? Just like baseball cards. Baseball cards go up in value. All right? In fact, I already told you and I've shared where I got a box over thousands of baseball cards. Okay? And I'm going to go have them evaluated, but I'm not going to just send them over my big ass box of baseball cards. I got two trunks of albums. I'm not just going to drop them off. I'm going to be sitting there as they evaluate them one by one. There might be one card in that baseball card box that might be worth $1,000 or more or more. But I'm not going to sit and just say, here, tell me what's worth what. No, I want to evaluate them along with you. You might tell me this is only worth $5. It might be worth $500 for all I know, because I don't know. But it goes back to the whole thing of where, you know, when you were talking about the Donald Trump thing, yeah, in years come, it might be worth something, maybe not. We don't know. Those years haven't passed. But getting the knowledge of things and doing your own research is really important. It's really important. And that's how come I like when we do these shows and we talk about stuff and everything, is that where, you know, I learn from you, you learn from me, I learn from everybody that comes on here. I never, ever tell anybody, no, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, because I know this. I don't know everything. I learn from everybody who comes on this show. When it comes to music, now I do know a lot about music. I know a lot about construction. I know a lot about retail. I know about the retail mentality, what customers are. I know that. I've owned a business. I've owned a construction business. I've owned a retail store. So I do have some knowledge of what I'm talking about. But there's always room to learn more. Always room to learn more. I see where Bring It Boy has been here in the chat room, and I haven't had a chance to read what Bring It Boy has shared. Remember, you have a Christmas, which I have a real hard time with. I don't understand what that meant, Bring It Boy. But then again, you said celebrating the birth of Jesus on December 25th has been hijacked by corporations and commercialized. So much so that people feel guilty when they can't buy from them. The deal is given in the after Christmas sales. Have an eagle cost money. Well, Bring It Boy, you can say that, but I agree with you. The after Christmas sales, which I just said that, you know, companies have to get rid of inventory in order to bring in new product. If you've got something that's been sitting on your shelves for almost a year, something's wrong, okay? If you got anything that's been sitting on the shelves in your back rooms or your storage areas for months, something's wrong. Ain't got to be years, just months. It's not selling. People ain't interested. They ain't buying. So you got to put it out there and sell it. Get rid of it. Make room for the new product. Okay? That's common sense. When you're dealing with companies like a, let's say, a name brand, Martha Stewart, okay, for an example, she has so many products out there, and she's tied in with Home Depot and a few other companies and everything. She owns where her product is set up at. Trust me. She has her own paint, Martha Stewart paint. Her paint is going to cost $10 more than a regular can of paint. You know why? Because it's Martha Stewart. She has her own display area. You can't put anybody's product on that end cap. You know what an end cap is. When you go into a store, you know, at the end of the aisle, that little corner, that's Martha's end cap. Nobody else's product can be there. Not a sign, nothing. She's renting that shit. Okay? One of her representatives come in there and see some other product there that they're renting. Trust me, it's going to be a problem. I know this for a fact. So business is business. It's just the way it's done. You know, I want to segue into Holiday because I know we're running out of time, but I'll probably add another 30 minutes if you guys have any other questions or comments. But I wanted to go into gift buying and gifting. You know, back when I was coming up, yes, you bought gifts. People still do, of course. But now there's more buying gift cards because you don't know what that person wants. You don't want to take a chance of buying them. You know, I hear folks, you know, on the phone, but what do they want? I don't know nothing about this shit. What? Nintendo? What game? Which game they looking for? Is it the Nintendo X or the Nintendo One? Is it you know what I'm saying? I hear this. They come to the store. They don't know what they're buying because there's so many versions. So now you get what folks are like, you know what? I'm just going to buy a gift card and give it to the kid. It's not a gift underneath the tree in this era, I guess. It's the gift card hanging on the tree now. That $200, $300, $400, $5 gift card. You're just hanging on the tree. Like, there's your gift. You understand my point? You can't buy something in a personal manner anymore. Does that make sense? I'm sure it does. But you really can't anymore with young kids. You know, I see where folks are like, I need to get the iPod Pros. Which ones you need? The third generation, the second generation, the first generation. There's so many versions, and it's like, what the hell is going on here? I'm buying them for my granddaughter. I'm buying them for my grandson. And you all paying this type of money? $239 for some headphones? Bicycle didn't cost $239 when I was growing up. But then again, that was when I was growing up. 909, I know you might have something to share about this conversation. Your mic is open, 909-732. Welcome to the show. And then I want to get back to Cotton, see what she thinks about it. Hello, 909.
Hello, thank you.
What's your name?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Suzette. And calling from Southern California.
How you doing? Thank you for chiming in. Long time no talk to.
Yeah. I love your topics. I mean, we listen to your shows and may talk in the chat room, but I guess you should call in more often. I love your panels. You got a little diverse what do you call it, perspectives going on there, which is nice to listen to, you know, when they're diverse and not an echo chamber. So thank you for that. And
appreciate
as far as a Christmas, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said I appreciate you chiming in very much. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I agree with you as far as the whole, the people have gone to the trouble of now calling their person that they're going to be getting a gift for to ask them what they want, you know, or they'll give them a gift card because they just don't want to hassle with it, and this way they can spend it on whatever they want to spend it on. But so we lost the meaning behind the gift giving. It's gift giving.
Right.
You know, it's not gifting anything. It's giving, and so that's why it meant so much back in the day when people would make something and give it to somebody because it came from the heart. It came from them, from their creative mind and imagination, what they, you know, thought this person would either like or something that meant something to them that they wanted to give of themselves. And as I mentioned, I kind of took over Brianna Boy's chat room character there, but as I mentioned before, that's been hijacked by corporations. And, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm going to go into debt this Christmas, you know, make sure everybody gets what they want instead of what I'm giving of myself to them and them being appreciative of it, you know, these things. I don't know. A lot of people these days are just so unappreciative that when they don't get what they want, they're disappointed or upset, you know, and what right do they have to be when I'm giving them something? You know, it's just beyond me. Returning it, you know. Yeah, so thank you for taking my call. I'll listen in now. I'll mute myself.
Well, thank you so much. I know you normally chime in through the chat room. You're always welcome to call in, which I recommend for everyone. Please call in. But that's the thing, what she just said, is that where not everybody has the money to please everybody. Not everybody can go to the mall or to a store and buy a $100, $200 gift. And then now you get folks where, you know, they look at what you gave them, and they'll Google what the dollar amount is. They bought me a $5 gift. Well, they bought, in some situations, what they might have noticed you didn't have. Or you might have shared, I wish I had one of these. And it just happened to cost us $5. Hey, Merry Christmas. This is what you wish you had. But now you're looking at the fact you just paid $5 for this. That's the ignorance of people. The value of friendship sometimes comes to giving a gift. You're looking at the dollar value. Didn't we always say it's the thought that counts? Isn't that what we're supposed to look at? I mean, Janet has a bunch of grandkids. If every grandkid wanted a PS5, and let's say, okay, a PS5 is $500. Two grandkids want a PS5. That's $1,000. Do the math if all of her grandkids wanted a PS5, how much money she would have to spend. Is that realistic? I think not.
They have parents.
I think not. And we're talking about 1 month out of the year when we all should be blessed to live year by year, every year, when you have months throughout the years to give anything you want to at any time. It doesn't have to be December 25th. It could be their birthday. It could be a summer gift. It could be an autumn gift. Just the thought of, I was thinking of you and bought you a gift. I saw something in the store and thought you might like. I thought you would look great in this outfit. You know, the thought is what counts. It's not the day. Mics are open. You guys have any comments on this? And I appreciate the caller who just, of course, Suzette, I believe, who called in. who normally comes in on our chat board, but I appreciate her calling in and sharing that. Cotton Campbell, do you have a comment on that? Okay, Cotton got quiet. Janet Davis? Oh, now everybody's getting quiet.
Michael, I would just like to add one thing, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
When you mentioned as far as the gift giving, it could be on any given day, and it could be something that the person was looking for to do something with, and you noticed that they didn't have it, so you got it for them for the birthday or for Christmas or just for nothing, you know, as a whole, just because. And the thing that we wanted growing up, you know, if there was something we wanted, we would figure out a way to make the money to do it, whether it was collecting bottles or cans or washing windows or mowing lawns, so that we could work as a group to get our money together to buy it. You know, it was something that we had worked for, and it meant that much more, rather than, well, hey, don't you have a birthday coming up? Can't you ask that, you know, for that for your birthday? Or Christmas is coming. Yeah. I'll ask for one of those for my birthday or for Christmas. And so that's the mentality that we're dealing with. We'll just wait for those 2 days that we know we're going to get gifts and we'll ask for what we want, you know, rather than take what we get and not even think about, hey, maybe we can earn some money to buy it, you know, ourselves. But no, we'll wait. It just boggles my mind. You know, it doesn't even occur to them to say, you know, how can we earn the money to buy it ourselves? So anyway, I just wanted to add that.
I totally agree with you, you know, and like I share, you guys know I work for a retail company, a major company. I work in the electronics area, the photo area, and they offered me something recently with the photo. I'm not going to go into detail on that. But it's interesting of when I see people come in and how they purchase, how they shop. I see this every freaking day. I see where folks are like, how much is such and such? And you tell them the price, they're like, well, hold on a minute. They get on the phone, they got to be like, you know that thing costs $500? You know, and I'm like, how do you come shopping and you did not do the – you got Google, you got all these websites that would tell you that before you come in. So anyway, let me go ahead and let my co-host chime in into this conversation, because I think it's very interesting, because I feel it's important for us to talk about, you know, the money that we spend needlessly at times, the gifting, which you guys know what gifting is. Some of you got some stuff that you got at home, and I've seen it done. An ex-girlfriend of mine years ago, her and I bought gifts for her mom and her sisters and everything. We all met at her mom's house, right? And we brought out the gifts out the car, and her mom didn't buy her nothing. Her mom went to her closet and just grabbed some kind of sweater and gave it to her. She said, "That's my mom. She last minute gifted me a sweater." And to be honest, the sweater was horrible, in my opinion. So, I mean, what's your thoughts, Janet? That to me was funny, what her mom did. But gifting, gift giving, spending beyond your means. And can't you give gifts throughout the year, not just on Christmas Day? Janet, your mic is muted, I guess. Okay, Janet's not speaking up yet.
I didn't realize I was on mute.
Okay,
Well, I have regifted because it and a whole year goes by and it's still packaged, so I end up sometimes give it to someone else who might need it, but. I do have a lot of grands and great grands, but they have parents, and they know that grandma is on a fixed income because I've retired, so they're not looking for PS4s and things like that. I also make things like one year I did a whole lot of shawls, pocket shawls, and hats and gloves and scarves, and passed them out, and slippers and
you know, crocheting, you know, but it's from the mm-hmm. heart that, like you said, that counts. I've even made wine and gave wine out, you know, so, I mean, it don't have to be an expensive gift, you know. I know a lot of people who buy gifts following Christmas. You know, they catch all the sales throughout the whole year and don't spend hardly anything on Christmas.
And it don't have to be just Christmas. Even, you know, what I found interesting, even Halloween, if you celebrate Halloween, some of those things like those automated type units, you know, where, you know, you plug them in and the skeleton moves and everything, initially that will cost you $100-something. I have seen where right before Halloween, that $120 blow up, whatever, if it's Halloween or Christmas or the turkey for Thanksgiving, the initial price is $129. And just before the next season hits, I've seen them drop down to $29, $30. You just have to be in the store at the right time. I've seen employees buy them up, and they save them for next year. There's no way in hell I'll pay $129 for something when the season first starts. If you're a smart shopper, you'll know that eventually they're going to sell that stuff off like the day before or the day of that or the day before that particular event, right? Go to that store. Go and see the go on the website. See how many are in stock. Rush over to that Walmart or whatever that has it and buy it because they're going to drop that price down $100 less. Especially the day after. It's something that's going to be used next year. And who's going to look at your product and say, that's last year's stuff? No one's going to come to your door or look at your house and say, oh, that was last year's stuff. No, they got to get rid of that stuff. It's got to go. They got to make room for the next thing. Because after the holiday season, here comes spring season. So they have to put the spring product out there. They ain't going to have trick-or-treat and Thanksgiving and autumn and all that stuff on the floor. They're not going to have that on the floor. That's just common sense. Buy it when it's available. And buy it, you know, when it goes on sale, buy it. Just buy it. Save it for next year. Okay. Let me see. Is Cotton still here?
I'm here.
All right. What's your thoughts on that? And I see a 205-478 number sitting back listening. I'm not sure that who that is, but you're welcome to hit the number one. Open up your mic if you have a question or comment. You don't have to question, but you have a comment on the conversation. We definitely appreciate it. There you go. I'm going to open up your mic after Cotton response. Cotton, what's your think about or your thoughts about this? What do you think about it?
I just feel like, first of all, sometimes people ain't thinking when they buy gifts. Let me just say that first of all. Because if you bring me a macaroni necklace and I'm 35 and you're 45, we got a problem. If you shop at the Family Dollar to give me a tennis bracket that's $5.99, we have a problem.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you to put a little more thought into it. But I also want to say that, you know, at this day and age, typically the people that are buying gifts are over the age of 30. So you know that you're paying more for whatever it costs to make the product, yada, yada, yada. We know that because there's places like AliExpress that exist now. You can find stuff on Amazon. You can find stuff on, you know, that where these people are shipping from overseas. So you're going to pay less. There's a lot of places like that. So you can't get the Xbox and the PlayStations and things like that at a cost that's going to be lower than what the company, because they bought that. They bought the right to sell it at whatever they want to sell it for. So I think we should continue or at least try to teach our children what the meaning of this day really means, considering that Jesus was not born on the 25th. We only celebrate his birth on the 25th of the month. That is why it was chosen. It was not because that's when he was born.
Correct. And that's definitely true. So we have to make that very well. In fact, thank you for saying that, because that's the whole thing. When I bring up topics, I try to segue into what I'm really trying to convey, and it's that where, you know, Christmas is not the actual date of Jesus Christ's birthday, but it's a date that we, just like every date that we celebrate. President's Day is President's Day. Martin Luther King Day is not the actual date that he was born. We just put it in our convenience for celebration. How ironic is that, where Christmas is on this day and then New Year's is the exact same day a week later, right? It's for convenience. It is for us to celebrate a weekend or a holiday or whatever it might be. That's what we've done with these holidays. When it comes to shopping, you know, again, I say, do smart shopping. Do your research. You can buy stuff after this year or after this shopping season. You can buy stuff online, and it's not out of style a year later. I promise you. It's not going to be unappreciated. It's going to be appreciated when you buy it at a lower cost and gift it to someone next Christmas. People do it all the time. They do it all the time. Okay? There might be a different version of AirPods next year, but hell, AirPods ain't going down that much. And online shopping, yes, some companies want you to buy online. They'd rather you buy it online than you buy it in the store. Walmart is one. I have plenty of folks who come and say, well, on the Walmart site, it says it's only $88, but you guys are charging $123. I'm like, did you read the small print? Which, that's our problem. We do not read anymore. It says online pricing. It means you have to buy it online to get that price. Read, people. Read. It will make it a whole lot easier. 205-478 wave their hand. I think I know who it is. How you doing? Happy Saturday, and thank you for calling in.
Hello, guys. Happy Saturday on this Saturday's Wednesday. This is Gwen, and I was just listening to the show. and enjoying it. And I mean, my thoughts on listening to everything that's going on, everybody says some great thoughts, but my thoughts on that is that every day is a day of Thanksgiving when you know whose you are and whom you are. And my thing about it is God gives us something every day, but we just take that one day to celebrate and say, hey, we're doing Christmas because this is when Jesus was born. But we don't think about that. Every day he gives us life. Every day he gives, you know, he blesses us. If it's nothing but waking up, making sure our families are safe, friends are safe, and then we go about our daily day, but we don't. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And my thing about it is, given that one day, that's that one day that you think of every time of holidays and different occasions, then think about what God does for us every day. So, and my thing about it is, it's not all about a gift, and which gifts are good, you know, gifts are good to give, but sometimes it's your time. Sometimes it's where you just go and, you know, give somebody something, because we went and fed the homeless today. One of my friends, she was like, she reached out to all of us, and she was like, hey, I want to go feed down at Lynn Park, down in Birmingham. She said, I want to go feed the homeless. She said, guys, can y'all help? And my thing about it, she put this list out, and I was like, and I said macaroni and cheese. I was like, what did I do that? I don't cook. But anyway, they came, and we fixed those plates, and we ended up fixing about 50 plates. And we had drinks, and they had clothes and stuff. People was already down there giving stuff. But it's one man. It's just like, and when when they said God had the 100 sheep, and the 90, that one came back. That one man, there was so many people out there, that man came out. He said, if nobody have told y'all thank you. I want to tell y'all thank you because you didn't have to do it. And I was like, everybody, you know, everybody was like, they're coming again. But he came back. He said, I just want to thank you. So my thing about it is people give thanks for the small things that you do. And it don't take a big thing to make somebody happy, just small things. Like I said, every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Amen, my sister. I thank you. You know, it's funny that you said that because I read what someone said, something like that. And then the day, Ron DeVoe of New Edition, Bill Did DeVoe, and, you know, they've had different groups. They're about to schedule their next tour for next year. You guys know who New Edition and all of them are. These cats, you know, over 40 years in the industry. I saw a live stream, which my friend Marvin McIntyre shared, where Ron was giving back. He took some, he went to different locations of the Girls and Boys Clubs of America in Florida. And Marvin was live streaming it, where he was talking to individuals, took them to the concert arena. Some of them are into the music industry. Some of them are interested in being sound technician, lighting technician. Talked to them, shared his story, walked them through the whole venue, put them on stage, let them talk to the sound tech for the show tonight and everything. That's giving back. You know what I'm saying? Giving them a inside view of whatever their choice, if they're into that career or they want to be in that, he's giving them a firsthand look, you know? And I thought that was awesome. Foundations that feed the homeless, not just on Christmas, but year-round. I commend them. There's many of them that do it year-round. So, and those are the individuals I give kudos to, and I definitely love to hear when they're doing things in different states, different cities, even though they might live in a different area. They travel across state line to help people. People in need, right? So that's a blessing. So thank you, Gwen, for chiming in and sharing that. I really appreciate that. And that's what we have to do. We have to look at that.
Thank you.
That Christmas is just that one time of year that they say that's when, you know, the song goes, it's the most happiest time of the year. No, there can be happier times throughout the year. And those who are committed to helping folks are doing that throughout the year. And I'm committed on this show to always bring, acknowledge those foundations and those individuals. And I want to get more out into the public. Janet, you already know that I want us to get out there and do more live events and hopefully get some sponsorships. Thank God for the individuals who do sponsor events such as that as far as helping the homeless and everything. Now, some folks say, well, some folks just don't want to do anything. Look, there are people who lose their jobs. There are people out there who have kids who lost their jobs due to the pandemic and many other things that have nothing to turn to and no one to turn to. When you talk about a gift, it doesn't have to be as far as, you know, a Nintendo game for that kid. The gift will be food. The gift will be helping them have maybe a roof over their head, assisting that. That's a gift. That means more in the long term than a one day or a toy. You build to those other things at that point. But what is most important, the most important gift, is what that individual is dealing with right now and easing them or easing their pain of being homeless, being hungry. And not just on that one day, but every day to help build them back up to where they lost everything. You know, people who've lived in apartment complexes in the complex due to no fault of their own. The complex catches on fire and they lose everything. They had no renter's insurance, whatsoever. You think they're going to have a good Christmas? I'm sure you guys have seen those stories. So that's what I look at. And I commend the foundations that look out for those individuals every year throughout the year. And I really want to challenge myself, not you guys, but myself, to address those things because I know and I'm aware of them. And I want to do a GoFundMe for just that whole thing, or start a foundation just for those situations. And we can all do it just for those situations in our communities when those type of things happen when it's not Christmas Day. Okay. Thank you again, Gwen. Hey, it's almost time for us to get out of here. The time is now 11. I did add 30 minutes to the show, but I know some of y'all don't stay that long. I know I can go, but before we go, we have a few more things we can talk about if you guys want to hang out with me. But and I want to do a music break beforehand, but I definitely want Cotton Campbell to share what's happening in the KC family, the ladies of TMGN, coming up next month. Cotton, what's coming up on the next show on Let's Talk About It?
Hey, everybody. Let's Talk About It. I can't tell you right offhand. You just have to tune in. I'm not going to keep giving y'all the gems. And then y'all figure y'all know, so you don't tune in to find out what the ladies of TMGN are talking about on Let's Talk About It. Our next show is next Thursday, so please tune in and enjoy. We also have the open mic the first and third Wednesday of the month, so you can come in and sing or rap or do some poems or whatever it is you feel like doing on that. That I post that information up in the TMGN group and on my page. This is your girl, Cotton Campbell. Please tune in and see what we got coming up.
Okay. Sounds good. Now I want to jump back to my co-host, Janet Davis, because you guys know that she recently celebrated her birthday. I'm not going to tell her age. That's up to her to share that, but Janet, how was your birthday?
Fantastic. Okay. Lots of gifts, good food, good company, good drinks. It was something I celebrated just about all week long, so I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic.
And, you know,
hey, you guys,
I don't mind telling my age.
So how old are you then? How old are you then?
73.
Wow. That's a blessing. I'm only 60. So you guys hear that? She's 73. Sad things that we hear about individuals who don't live even beyond 30. But 73 years of knowledge, that's fantastic. And just seeing this world, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick music break, and then we have one more topic I want us to go into before I let everybody go. I'm trying to find which song. There's so many great Christmas songs that are out there. Classics. There are so many great new ones, too, to be honest, that I really love. So I'm... And by the way, Cotton, when you do your show coming up, let's see, that will be before Christmas. So look at the board. There's a bunch of great Christmas songs I think you'll like to play maybe. Here's one I think I want to play. Well, hold tight, you guys. Hold on. I'm debating between two. Yeah, that's just me. I think I played this one before. I'm going to go ahead and play it again. You guys remember the group Solo? They had a song called Where You Want Me to Put It? I Got Heaven Right Here on Earth. They were produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This was one of the best, one of the greatest R&B groups. And all of a sudden, they fell off the map. I don't know why.
But then a couple of years ago, I came across this Christmas track. Here's Solo with This Time of Year. We'll be right back. Hold tight. Here we go. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. That was Solo with This Time of Year. Yes, you can go to YouTube and pull that track up and put it into your holiday package of great, great Christmas music. I love that. I love that they came back with a Christmas song. We don't have much time left. I don't want to really go into another topic. This is our second to the last show before
Christmas. So Christmas Eve, I will be broadcasting live and bring you more great Christmas music from artists you've heard and some that you probably never heard, something like that. All right. Again, I want to thank my co-hosts, Janet, Pollock, Hawkins, Davis, Tynan, Ship, and, of course, the host of Let's Talk About It, the one and only Cotton Casey Campbell, for chiming in, all the callers who called in. Thank you guys so much on this beautiful Saturday here in the ATL. A little chilly, you know, but wherever you are, I hope that you're having a great evening. Continue to have a great weekend. We'll be back next Saturday, or I'll be back next Saturday, as I said, for our Christmas Eve music extravaganza. 2023 is right around the corner, and there's so much in store, so much I'm working on. I'm sure that, you know, there's so much that I want to see happen, and I do see it happening. I have such a broad vision of some things that are going to be really great for the TMGN, the network. Again, I'm thankful for the individuals who are participating in the network, and we got a year ahead of us. So, again, thank you guys. God bless you. We're going to get out of here with another classic, soulful Christmas song. My name is Michael Gay. I'll see you next Saturday. God bless. Peace.